The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim, Taf Ayin Dalid. The Gemara and Amid Beis says, Amir Veloze, Chavish al Chuma Shanafla Bekuf Chavios. Veloze says, if there's one barrel of Truma, a closed barrel of Truma, that got mixed with a kuf chavyos, it got mixed with 100 barrels of chulin. You're allowed to open one barrel, take out the amount of truma that's proportionate to 1 in 100, to 101. So in other words, take out 101th of the barrel and designate that for a kayin. V'shoyseh, and then you can drink the rest of the barrel, enjoy the rest. In other words, despite the fact that until it was opened, all the barrels were usher because there was no bittul, due to the fact that it's a davar chashuv. We're talking about barrels, closed barrels, we said, Chavis Tumois are things that are chashev, they're counted, and therefore they're not batel. But you can go open one up. Once you open it up, it's not chashev anymore. And you can make it not chashev, and therefore you'll be able to just remove a little bit and drink the rest. Yosim Avdimi v'kamel alash ma'itz. Avdimi was saying over this halacha, Amalei Avnachmin gama v'shasikach hazino acha. Avnachmin told him, I see a halacha over here that you're allowed to just open it and drink it? How is it possible? So Rashi explains that Rav Nachman was saying that if one is permitted to open up a barrel, then my nafkemina that we had a Mishnayis earlier, that when it's a davar shebemini, when it's a closed barrel, it's not bottle, because it's chashuv, my nafkemina, it will always be permitted to drink anyways, because you'll be able to open the barrel and make it become not choshev anymore. All the Rishonim asked, he was asking directly, that we know this, how's it possible that you're allowed to open it up? Elo, Ema, Niftucha Achas Mehen, Noitem Menikdim Dimu Avishayisah. So if Nachman said, you made a mistake, and the halacha is as follows. The halacha is that if somehow, one of the barrels got opened, so then, now that barrel is opened, it's not a choshev anymore, it's not considered so valuable, it lost its specialty, and therefore it's now bottle, and therefore you'd be allowed to just remove a little bit, 1 in 101th, and drink the rest. So you see from our Gemara, which is elsewhere as well, there's an Isser, a well-known Isra, Eim Eval and Isra L'chatchila, you're not allowed to cause things to become batil. And that applies even to barrels. Barrels, a mixture of barrels, that one of them is a barrel that's aser, and while they are closed, they are considered choshuv. We're not allowed to make one become not choshuv in order to create a bittul, because that is in essence considered a bittul eser lechatchila, that in essence considered that you are creating a bittul of eser. Comes the Avnei Nezer in the tshuva, and this is in Shailas Tshuvas here, there is in Pei, and he asked the following question. We mentioned in the shear for the last daf, Trumas Hadashan. The Trumas Hadashan said a concept which is Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, and we explained how the Poskim discuss how far, what exactly did the Trumas Hadashan mean. But in essence, what the Trumas Hadashan said, in short, the Trumas Hadashan said that when we had wheat kernels that had worms, or perhaps he's only mat there in the end of Hasophic worms, then we're allowed to grind it, since anyways, even if the worms wouldn't have been there, we would have ground it. So therefore, we're allowed to grind it, even though the grinding causes a bittul iser. That's not considered bitul isa l'chatchilo, if I do something I would have anyways done. Since I anyways was going to grind, I'm allowed to grind, and it's now considered bitul isa l'chatchilo. So we said, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that that would be only if it's, so the Avnei Nezer says, if that's true, if the Trumas Hadashin is true, that you're allowed to do a bitul isa, even though you're creating Isser, as long as you would have been doing it anyways. So why is our Gemara saying that a barrel you're not allowed to open? The barrel you're for sure going to open. The only way you could drink the barrel is if you open the barrel. So you're going to open the barrel regardless of the fact that there's Isser, one of the barrels is Isser, and there was a mixture of Isser here. Forget about the fact that you're being mevatel Isser by that, you're opening up a barrel, you anyways would have opened the barrel. So if the Trumas Hadashin is correct, then why does our Gemara say that he's not allowed to open up a barrel? So if you go, so we said in yesterday's shir, the previous daf shir, that a very similar thing, the Bikvega asked just about the same thing from animals, that you anyways have to shecht one animal. So here the Avnei Nezer is asking the same thing from this Gemara, that anyways you have to open up a barrel. So if you go like the way we answered earlier, that it's the answer is that it's only permitted when it's a sofik if there's any Isser here. So here also you could say that since over here there's for sure a barrel that has Isser mixed in, this mixture for sure has one barrel that is Truma. So then I don't permit it even though I anyways would have opened up a barrel. The Avnei Nezer goes on a different route. The Avnei Nezer says the answer is that the only time that Trumas Hadashin permits it is by grinding the wheat, that some of the looks at one grinding the wheat, he doesn't know if the grinder is grinding it because he himself wants to eat the wheat, the flour, or because perhaps he's grinding it as a preparation to sell it to Goyim, perhaps. Which in such a case, if he's intending to sell it to Goyim, he's not intending to get rid of the Isser. You don't see, it's not obvious from the grinding that he's trying to get rid of the Isser. And that is because people could grind it for themselves or for others. Whereas, opening up a barrel, if a person is going to sell the barrel, says the Avnei Nezer, they're not going to open the barrel. So they're certainly opening the barrel for themselves to drink. So there looks more like you're intending to be mevatel this. You're intending to drink it, which looks more, gives it more of a look, like you're trying to be mevatel this. That is the Avnei Nezer's difference. So those would be the two ways how to answer the question. Be that as it may, this brings us again into the same discussion we had in the previous year about making a bitul of Isser when I anyways would have done it. Which we said could be permitted if there's a suffix if the Isser was ever there. There is a taz, what I like to mention this year is that there's a very similar halacha, but it's quite different. It's similar, it looks from a far distant look, you would think perhaps it's the same halacha, and that it contradicts the mentioned halacha. But from a closer look, you'll see that it's actually a different halacha. And we'll see Be'ezeh Hashem a practical nafkemino with this halacha. The Taz says, in Yoyodeo, Simin Tzadites, Sifkot and Zion, the following. He says that even though a person is not allowed to be mevatel Isser lechatchila, a person is not allowed to create a bitul of Isser. But says the Taz, when there's no other way out, if he's not intending to make a bitul Isser, if his intention is he's not really trying to make a bitul of Isser, and there's no other way out, there's no other way how to deal with this without doing this action which creates bitul of Isser, then it's permitted to do it, to make the bitul of the Isser. Let's explain better. He gives an example. He's talking about He's talking about making honey. Let's see, there's honey that there were bugs, ants that went fell into the honey. So the way it is that it's a little hardish, it's congealed, it's difficult to get the bugs out. So the Mechaber says that you're allowed to warm up the honey until it becomes very liquidy. It starts pouring, it will be very pourable, and then you will sift it through, then you'll put it through a sieve, and then you'll be able to separate the honey from the bugs. The problem is that when you're going to heat up the honey, you're going to make the situation worse, because until you heat it up, the bugs that are in the honey are not going to be nice in time. They're not going to give off flavor into the honey. But when you will heat up the honey, then the bugs that are in the honey, that are mixed into the honey, are going to give off flavor into the honey. And flavor that comes out of something that's asr will make the thing that it goes into also asr. So even if you'll have shishim, or without shishim, even if it's nice and time of kam, even though it gives off a bad taste, but you're still creating a bittul of isr. So why are you allowed to heat up the honey? Because you want to sift it. You want to put it through a sieve, and therefore you're allowed to heat up the honey. The heating up the honey, you're gufa making a bittul of isr. You're getting the taste of the ants to get into the honey, which will afterward become batel because of the fact that it's nice and time lifgam or shishim. And the answer to that is that since he's not intending, he's not interested in getting in the taste going into the honey, so that's why it's permitted. So the Taz says it has to be that there's no other way out. You don't have any other way how to get rid of the bugs. There are bugs here. The only way to get rid of it is by heating up. And also with the fact that you're not intending to make a bit of iser, that permits you to go and get rid of it. Now, let's ask a question. Why is it that when the Trumas Hadash and the Mikivega spoke about wheat kernels that had worms, we said it's only permitted if it's a suffix, if there's any isser there? It's permitted if it's a possibility that there aren't any worms in the kernels. There also, he's not intending to create a bit of the isser. In other words, he would have ground the kernels anyways. And there I say that it's only permitted if it's a suffix, if there's any issa there. Whereas when it comes to the honey, the Taz that says that when there's no other way out, it's permitted. He says it's permitted because you're not intending, even though you know for sure that there's issa there. And don't tell me that the case of honey is because there's mamish no way out, but by wheat there's perhaps some other way out, because really Achrayim say the Prima Godim and the Das Torah and the Yogel Yaakov, they say there's Achrayim that say that the Taz that permits when it's in Kavanos Levato, when you're not intending to get rid of it, together with the fact that it's Efsher, that you don't have any other way of getting rid of your Isser, the Taz indeed permits, even if it's passable, just quite difficult. It doesn't have to be that it's mamish impossible. If it's very difficult to go and get rid of this Isser without making the bittul of the Isser, and you don't have any intention, then the Taz also permits being mevatel the Isser. So the question is, what's the difference between the wheat kernels that we have to have a suffix of that perhaps no iser here, and the case of the Taz that it does, even if there's certainly Isser here, we're also permitting. And the answer is that there's, these are really two different halachas. In the case of the Taz, the case of the honey that has insects in it, so the insects, the taste of the insects have not yet gotten mixed into the honey. The actual part of the insect is mixed, but the taste has not yet got mixed in. What we're dealing with, the thing that of that we deal with as a taruvis, is not yet mixed into the honey. In theory, the insect is on its own, and the honey is on its own. Now you're going to go ahead and put the taste of the insect into the honey, but then at the same time it will be mutter because it's a bittul iser, and coupled with the fact that you have absolutely no interest in that, and it's also a tircha to do any other way, so then we permit it. In other words, since the iser never got mixed, if the whole iser didn't even start, if it never was jump started, it never came into the world that there was a taruvus. The taruvus that we're creating a bittul iser on, that taruvus never existed. And at the time you're creating it, you have no intention of making a bittul iser. Then I say that if it's difficult and you're not intending, then there's no iser vein mevahal in iser lechatchila. But in the case of the Trumas Hadeshen and Rebbe Akiva Eiger, the wheat kernels are already mixed with the worms. They're already considered mixed. You're not dealing, the whole mixture that we deal with over there is not a mixture of taruvus tam, of, you call it, mixture of min b'sha'ina minoy. It's a mixture of min b'mino, of yavish b'yavish. It's a mixture of, that you can't see where the bugs are. It's not a problem that of nesinas tam. The whole mixture is the fact that you can't see where it is, you can't find the bug. That mixture happened already. The fact is, it's already a fact of life that the wheat is mixed with those worms. The only thing you want to say is that the thing I'm doing, I would have done anyways. Let's take the other example. Our Gemara. Barrels of wine, and 100 of them are chulin. One of them is a barrel of wine. And these 101 barrels are all mixed. And we said, the question is it permitted to open up a barrel? Because anyways, you would have opened the barrel. The barrels are mixed already. It's a fact of life. The barrels are mixed already. The only thing you could say is, I anyways would have opened one up. So there, that pertains to the sugya of the Trumas Hadeshen and Rebbe Akiva Eiger, that according to Rebbe Akiva Eiger, we're only going to permit it if there's a suffix, if there's a possibility that maybe there's no issa that got mixed in at all. Whereas, the case going back to the Taz, in a case when the insects, the taste of the insects never got into the honey yet, there I'm putting it in, but I don't really want to put it in, and I have a tircha, big tircha, there's no problem with bitta isur l'chatchi. What's a nafkimina? Let's go take a practical example, and we can see how this carries through. Reb Shmuel Felder Shlita, Paisik and Lakewood, said the following halacha, based on this taz. He said that often dill, the herb dill, people use it as a spice, and people often want to put it into a soup, but it's usually something that's mukhsabik taylaim. It usually has bugs and worms, has insects that are prohibited to be eaten, that are mixed with it. You could see them. It's hard to get rid. It's hard to check them and clean them and. It would take be a big tircha to really get rid of all the worms or bugs that are on this dill. Now there is a way how a person could use dill in a soup without getting involved in a shayla. That would be, a person could put the dill into a kind of bag that is as tiny enough, the holes are so tiny that any bug or worm that's attached to the dill would not come through. But the taste would go through and through the bag. So in such a case, the taste of the bugs that are going to go out into the soup were never yet in the soup. And you have no interest in putting that taste into the soup. It's just that it's difficult to separate those bugs from the dill. All you want is really the taste of the dill. You don't want any taste of the bugs in your soup. So when you have the fact that you don't intend in putting the taste of the bugs into the soup, coupled with the fact that it's a big tircha to do anything else, then you could use the taz that even though you even know for sure that there's iser there, even though you know for sure, you can assume it's muchzik b'taylam, it's assumed that there are bugs on the dill, nevertheless, if you could put it into such a bag and be sure that the bugs are not going to come out of the bag, it's got to be sealed properly, that you're sure that the bugs won't come out, that would be a permitted way to use dill in cooking. However, says Rabbi Felder, that would be, again, because it's a big tircha to get rid of the bugs, and there's no other way to get rid of the bugs without doing a tremendous tircha, so then we can apply the taz. Says Rabbi Felder, but you would be obligated to first, before you use the dill, at least put the dill under running water to get rid of whatever bugs you could get rid of easily. And that, we don't have any reason to permit you to go and put it into the soup. So first put the dill under running water, then get rid of whatever bugs come up easily, then put it into a sealed lock bag that the for sure no dill or no be'en, no pieces or particles of the dill or bugs will come out of. And the taste will come out, and no bugs will come out, and that will be permitted based on the taz, as we explained that the taz is a very different halacha than the halacha of the Trumas Hadashen and the Bikiva Eger. This concludes this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.